How old is he? Short form. Hey, morning. Start. 2, 3, 4, 5. It's a quorum. 6. And paper money too. I've been wanting to start, but you don't want to tell me to wait. It's okay now? All right. Thank you very much, then. Call this meeting to order. If you'll join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Begin. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That is nice. And campaign contributions. Paul?
Good morning, Commissioners. Item three is disclosure of campaign contributions. If any commissioner has received a campaign contribution that would require disclosure and recusal from an item on today's agenda, please make it known at this time. Seeing none, I have a few announcements. Consistent with state law, the agenda was posted to the LAFCO website on Thursday, August 31st, and it was posted here at the Hall of Administration on Friday, September 1st. The agenda and public hearing notices stated that interested persons were afforded the opportunity to submit comments by mail, by email or U.S. mail no later than 5 o'clock p.m. on the day preceding the date set for today's meeting. Staff has not received any written communications received after the agenda was posted. Council has reviewed the agenda and has affirmed that the conduct of today's meeting is consistent with state law. If a roll call vote is needed, Commission Clerk Adriana Flores will call the roll for agenda items requiring a vote. When any commissioner makes or seconds a motion, please do so and state your last name so that we can record it in the minutes. Item four is swearing in of speakers. I don't see anyone in the room. Taylor, do we have anyone online? Okay, so we do not need to swear in any public speakers. Mr. Chair, I think you can dispense with public comment. And that would take us to agenda item six, which is the consent agenda. The consent agenda includes agenda items 6A through 6H. Staff recommends one motion approving the consent agenda.
This is such a motion.
So move.
I heard a motion over here first. And the second was over here. Okay. Any discussion on the consent calendar? Please call the roll consent calendar.
Commissioner Bell. Commissioner Davitt.
Aye.
Commissioner Lee.
Aye.
Commissioner Lewis.
Aye.
Commissioner McCallum.
Aye.
Commissioner Marish. Chair Gere.
Yes. Motion's passed. Public hearings, there are none listed. Protest hearings, none listed. Other items, number nine.
9A is your annual election of the Commission of Officers. Consistent with the adopted rules of the Commission, September is the designated meeting to elect commission officers. The current officers are Chair Donald Deere, First Vice Chair Gerard McCallum, and Second Vice Chair Margaret Finley. Consistent with how this item has been considered in prior years and at the Chair's discretion, the executive officer may be asked to conduct the matter for purposes of nominations and voting. The recommended action is that the Commission nominate and elect a member to serve as chair for a term of 1 year and until the election of a successor, nominate and elect a member to serve as LAFCO first vice chair for a term of 1 year until the election of a successor, and nominate and elect a member to serve as LAFCO second vice chair for a term of 1 year and until the election of a successor.
Is it an election or do we need to, is there a discussion?
There's whatever discussion you would like, and then I can call for nominations for each of the three seats.
So I'd like to suggest that we just re-nominate everybody who's serving in their current positions. I don't know if we can do that all at once, but that would be my
okay.
I'll so move to re-nominate the chair, vice chair, and second vice chair, president, vice
the incumbents.
President. Incumbents.
Seconded here. All right, other discussion? I assume all the candidates have approved the nomination.
Commissioner Finley isn't here. I will, I guess, speak on her behalf. Sure that she would be willing to serve as second vice chair.
Any other discussion? Please call the roll.
Commissioner Bell.
Aye.
Commissioner Davitt.
Yes.
Commissioner Lee.
Aye.
Commissioner Lewis.
Aye.
Commissioner McCallum.
Aye.
Commissioner Marish. Chair Dear.
Yes. And the current incumbents are reelected for one more year. Thank you very much. Thank you all for your support. Okay, we'll go on to item 9B.
9B is the California Association of Local Agency Formation Commissions, or CALAFCO, annual conference. This year's CALAFCO annual conference will be held October 18 to 20, 2023 in Monterey. At the conference, representatives of the Southern Region will elect county and independent special district representatives for new two-year terms on CALAFCO's 16-member board of directors. Staff is requesting that the commission designate Commissioner John Marish as LAFCO's voting delegate and me as the alternate delegate. Staff also is requesting that the commission provide direction to the delegates relative to the election of the Southern Region's special district representative on the board of the directors. The two candidates for the special district representative on the CALAFCO board are Joe McKenzie, who is the incumbent. She is from San Diego LAFCO and a board member of the Vista Irrigation District Board of Directors. The challenger is Dr. Kimberly Cox from San Bernardino LAFCO and a member of the Mojave Water Agency Board of Directors. The staff recommendation, again, these are two separate items. One is that you designate Commissioner Marish as the commission's voting delegate and me as the alternate voting delegate. With a little bit of a caveat, right now, Commissioner Marish is the only commissioner attending. So the way the staff recommendation is written is I would be his backup, but if any other commissioner there, they would be the backup. And lastly, to provide direction to the voting delegate and alternate voting delegate concerning that one election, which is again, the two candidates are Joe McKenzie from San Diego LAFCO, the incumbent, and Kimberly Cox from San Bernardino LAFCO.
Start with our delegates.
They'll move.
You move. That's the second.
Was there a motion put forward on the other side?
I did.
Second, the staff recommendation motion.
But you had a comment otherwise?
Huh?
You just second.
Yeah, I'll second.
Any comment? All right, let's call the roll on that motion.
Commissioner Bell.
Aye.
Commissioner Davitt.
Yes.
Commissioner Lee.
Aye.
Commissioner Lewis.
Aye.
Commissioner McCallum.
Aye.
Commissioner Marish. Commissioner Mitchell. Chair Dear.
Yes, the motion passes. Now, we have more business on this item?
You do. The second half of that, and just so you know, every year there are two seats on the CALAFCO Board of Directors. There is only a race for one of them, which is for the special district representative. And the two candidates, again, Joe McKenzie from San Diego LAFCO and Kimberly Cox from San Bernardino LAFCO. Correct.
And you're moving that we...
I...
Who are you supporting? Kimberly Cox.
I have not made a recommendation. I would honestly defer to... I would defer to those commissioners who have experience with these candidates or individuals.
I move to not...
So I have a question.
You learn who not to listen to.
Exactly. So my question is, this is going to be at the annual conference, correct? Presumably, they're both going to give speeches about why they should be elected, correct?
I would presume, yes. I would presume that both of them will be in attendance.
So shouldn't we then, since speaking in self-interest, we nominated myself as the delegate, but shouldn't we sort of allow the delegate to listen and weigh and make the decision as to who seems to be the most appropriate person at the time, rather than now make a decision, which it seems like none of us know either of the people.
I do know them. I've worked before on this board before, and I could make a recommendation.
Okay, so then that would be the only thing, because other than that, it would be a shot in the dark.
I totally agree. I move to nominate Joanne McKenzie.
Okay, so then I would second that.
Yeah.
Discussion?
Commissioner Lewis here. I do agree with Mr. Mitchell's suggestion that one of the reasons you do have a delegate to listen is to allow them the ability to respond. So I know I can't make a counter motion at this time, but the thing is, I do like to designate, if possible, that the, oh, come on. I'm having a brain freeze at the moment for the our southern representative to be the preferred choice. But if our delegate hears something, they do have the option to vote. They're free to cast our ballot.
I mean, the only case I could really make is that we've worked with her for so many years, and we just know her. She's been an ally of our objectives, and so I don't know the other two, but I do know her very well.
She's been on the board, I believe, in this position at least two terms, if not longer.
Yeah.
So she's been there at least 4 years.
Yeah.
That's Commissioner McKenzie. Yeah.
The motion is that we instruct our delegate to vote for Commissioner McKenzie. All those in favor? We'll call a roll.
Commissioner Bell?
Aye.
Commissioner Davitt?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee?
Aye.
Commissioner Lewis?
Aye.
Commissioner McCallum?
Aye.
Commissioner Marish? Commissioner Mitchell? Chair Deer?
Yes. And you've been so instructed. I have fun with it. Okay, we'll go on to next item on the agenda, which is item 10. Nothing. I did sign a letter this morning, though, to the governor.
You did, but it was consistent with the prior action.
Okay. Number 11, the commissioner's reports.
Mayor, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
At the last southern section of Cal-LAFCO, there was some mention that there was going to be another southern section meeting. Do you happen to know offhand when that's scheduled for?
I do, and thank you for raising that point. It will be at the conference, is where that next meeting of the Southern Region will be.
So there isn't going to be any local meeting until probably next year, possibly?
Probably in January of next year would be the normal cycle.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? All right, any commissioners' reports? Hearing none. Executive Director's report.
I have just a few items. One is that the election to appoint a new alternate special district member has commenced. We've provided you with a copy of the ballot recently sent to independent special districts. The election will conclude on October 30th. Presuming we have a quorum, which is 26 votes, which doesn't always happen in the first round, but presuming we have a quorum and presuming there is a clear winner and no ties, that new alternate special district member would be seated at your November 8th meeting. If there isn't a quorum, we have to extend the election period. And if there's a tie, we have to conduct a runoff. That is probably more possible this year because there are five candidates, which is more than we typically get for these races. The second item is a little bit of bad news and some good news. The bad news is that our esteemed attorney, Carol Suzuki, has informed us that she is abandoning us because she is retiring from county service. So next month will be Carol's last meeting, and we will recognize her at that meeting. Succeeding Carol, I would like to welcome her successor, Miguel Dager, who is here today for the first time. And so you'll be seeing Tiffany and Miguel at every meeting going forward. So welcome, Miguel.
Yes, congratulations.
And lastly, there were two items I did not put in the legislative update because this is the last week of the legislative session and there was action on the two bills we're following, one on Monday and one yesterday. So on Monday, you had not taken a position on it, but the assembly approved AB 557. There are certain teleconferencing provisions allowed under the Brown Act, which will expire at the end of this year. The bill approved by the legislature and now, and it's been enrolled. I'm not sure whether the governor signed it yet, but I think he is expected to. It basically says that if there is a declared state of emergency, then agencies are allowed to use all of the teleconferencing provisions that otherwise applied during the COVID crisis. And lastly, and unfortunately, yesterday, with respect to AB 399, which you had previously taken a position to oppose, this is the Rainbow Fallbrook consolidation in the San Diego County Water Authority. Despite some extraordinary efforts by Cal LAFCO and a reasonably broad coalition of opponents, the Assembly approved it yesterday, and that was the final vote by a vote of 42-7. There were 32 members abstaining, which I think is a result of the lobbying efforts. So it was admittedly a Pyrrhic victory. The bill did still pass. It is now moved on. It's being enrolled, and it'll move on to signature for Governor Newsom. Since your commission had previously taken a position of opposition, and we had communicated to the legislators on that, we prepared a letter this morning, which Commissioner Deere has signed, which will go out to the governor's office today. I know our LAFCO is doing that. I believe Riverside and San Diego and some of the other LAFCOs are doing the same. And that concludes my executive officer's report.
Is there any public comments?
None in person and none on the line, Mr. Chair.
No public in person. Okay. Future meetings. The December meeting will probably be canceled. Is that correct?
We would expect to make a recommendation to you next month. I think right now that's probably a recommendation, but we want to see what's happening with case processing, and then we'll let you know at next meeting.
And also, are we not meeting earlier the next meeting?
Some of you are. The ad hoc committee on the alternate public members meeting, is it at 8:30?
Okay.
Before this meeting. So that'll be next month at 8:30. That's, who are the members, Adriana?
I think I'm on it too.
Commissioner Mirisch.
And please, so please, when you send out the reminders for those who are supposed to be here early, just please do that. Thank
we
you.
Will do that, and we will have a room ready for that.
And all the materials will go to you ahead.
Thank you.
Very good. If there's no further business to go come before this commission, I will declare it adjourned.
Thank you. Talk about 15 minutes, did you? Let's talk about 15-minute meetings. That's what we need to do.
Oh, my goodness.